From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has met in Islamabad with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and top officials for discussions on terrorism and other issues. U.S. State Department officials said the meetings would include discussions on attacks emanating from Pakistan territory. After the meeting, the Pakistani leader's office said little about the talks. Pope Francis on Sunday decried the deaths of 71 migrants in an abandoned truck in Austria, calling it an offense against the entire human family. Meanwhile, Hungary said it had arrested a fifth suspect, a Bulgarian, on suspicion of human trafficking in connection with the death of 71 migrants. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresta said Sunday the sentences handed down against him and two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi should pardon the three journalists.
It is now up to President Sisi to do what he said he would do from the outset, and that is pardon us if we were ever convicted. This is a wrong. Everyone knows it is wrong. And so we will be using every legal, political, diplomatic, and social means at our disposal.
Gresta returned to Australia earlier this year. The U.S. State Department said it is deeply concerned by the verdict. Another U.S. Senator, Democrat Jeff Merkley from the western state of Oregon, declared his support Sunday for the Iranian nuclear accord. Merkley became the 31st senator to say he will vote next month in favor of the pact. The pact calls for international monitoring of Iran's nuclear program, while United Nations and Western sanctions that have hobbled Iran's economy would be lifted. This is VOA News.